Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the California Angels. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting second. The DH, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the California Angels, Don Oss. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to second. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive towards short. Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Angels. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy scores. It's 2-0, Angels. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chalk. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Kuiper moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Kuiper scores. Verizer scores. It's Indians, 2, Angels, 2. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Downing to second, and Bell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Carbo moves to second. Tom Griffin now pitching. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to third. Alexander moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bostock. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Carbo scores. Alexander scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Rudy moves to second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Angels 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor juggles the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Griffin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Angels 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Manning hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Lansford moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell has Baylor trapped. There's the throw to Alexander and back to Bell, who tags Baylor for the out. Rudy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Downing moves to second. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to third. Chalk moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gritch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Angels 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-3 in the game. Bostock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Angels 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed bunts towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Verizer strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Downing strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Chalk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Angels 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Bell reaches second base with a double. Grubb moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb tags and scores. One out. It's 8-3, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Bobby Gritch. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. fairly hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Merv Rettenmund. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 4 in the game. Bostock strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and California Angels, 3. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.